Attention, attention, attention. An emergency situation has been detected in...
So Michael, it smells like pool chlorine and semen.
And cigarettes.
And he pointed out that those things smell similar, semen and pool chlorine.
The first night.
They do. Bar rag or cum rag?
We're not sure. We
or why
find
not
out.
Both? Think of how many anal encounters there have been at that place. General, there has to have been so much cock inside, so much ass.
It's been around for a long time, at least 30, 35 years, 70s, right?
I'm going to say tens of thousands of sexual escapades have gone on in that. Well, that
things are awaiting you and are being offered to you just by merely walking through that open door.
And they have those big windows, too.
Yeah.
So somebody could take one of those dildos with a little pressure cup on the end and stick it to the glass and fuck themselves.
Uh-huh.
And you could see it right through the window.
Yes.
And you probably have.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mrs. Baker.
Cunt. She's a dirty whore. Yes.
Wow.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Think of how many anal encounters there have been at that place.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 538 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of February, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has got quite the update for you from whence we talked yesterday. Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, I hope Big Fatty's hump day is going well, too, because I did not know. I did not go to the coal mine on Tuesday, because, y'all, I still just wasn't feeling myself. And, oh, that sounds vulgar. But anyway, but I have been on top of this thing all day long. I have been keeping the, what do you call that, the vitamin C and the echinacea flowing through the body. And y'all, it seems to work with Big Fatty. And the tickle is now, it's not really a tickle. It's more like it's hiding. It's kind of like hiding back there in the back. And we're just kind of pushing it away, and but I'm feeling a little bit better as I record this. I did take a nice shower prior to the podcast today, rather than after the podcast yesterday. And y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, the shower really made Big Fatty feel a lot better. And y'all, here's a problem that I have. When I don't feel really good, I'm just kind of mopey and, But then if I start to feel a little bit better, I always overdo it. I always just immediately just overdo it. That would be turkey and cheddar quiche and baked potato soup. And, I started overdoing it a little bit last night. I started washing clothes and, doing a little straightening up around the fat cave here and everything. And y'all, it was not good. And, so I'm sitting in the fat cave, and I'm watching the television machine and watching the Olympics. And y'all, it just started hitting me again. And I called Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And Mr. Vader said that he was in the midst of setting his Vader family compound on fire by cooking some sort of big hunk of meat. I don't know if that is a sexual statement or what, but anyway. He was evidently the fire alarms went off or something. I don't know. But y'all, told him that I was feeling better, and then it just kind of started going back downhill. And I called Larry Klein and told him the same things. It wasn't sure if I was going to be in or not. But anyway, I decided not to go in on Tuesday. But y'all, in the midst of all this, I was washing clothes because I had not done that over the weekend. And so I've got a load of towels and underpants in the dryer. And then I've got my hang-up clothes in the washer. And I hear this, and it's just this. And I went, well, what was that? Yes! And y'all couldn't figure it out. And went in the kitchen, and I couldn't see what was wrong or anything like that. And I went in to check on the towels, because, you know, sometimes they don't take as long as the buzzer requires. And I went in there, y'all, and the drum was not turning. The motor was running, but the drum was not turning. Oh, dear gussie. And so I'm like, oh, this is not good. That sound must have been the belt that connects the drum to the motor, because it was not turning. And I went, oh, great. Just what I need to have to deal with. So then I started worrying about that. And the more I thought about that and all, the worse I began to feel. And y'all, by the time I got in bed, I felt like dog poopy. You know, you just stepped in it and you're trying to scrape it off your shoes. And the more you scrape it, the worse it smells. And I'm like, oh, big fatty, some of us are having Cheerios while you're talking about this. And so I was not a happy camper, and I tossed and turned most of the night worried about all that. And like, you know, because I just said, oh, I'm going to be getting all this money back from my tax returns. And Tuesday morning, I woke up and I went to the Sears and Roebuck home repair website. I went to get the telephone number, and y'all, they had a thing on there that you could sign up for an appointment online. So I filled out, and y'all, it wasn't cooperating. It wasn't working like it's supposed to. And finally, it started working the way it was supposed to, and I put in, you know, all the information that I had, and then it says, when would you like to schedule the appointment? And it had the calendar, and then you chose the times. And y'all, this was about 8:30 Tuesday morning, and it was allowing me to choose Tuesday morning, and I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. So I put down that I would like for the repairman to come before noon on Tuesday, and it accepted it, and I just couldn't believe it. And you know, I kept going back to see what the status of the order was, because I just figured, oh, you know, they're going to say, no, we cannot do that. This was an error, and but it kept saying, waiting to be assigned. And so I was sitting here in the Fat Cave, and the phone rang, and it was the repairman. And he says, I'm at a job right now, Big Freddy, and I'll be coming to you as soon as this one is over, and I just want to make sure I have my instructions correct as to where the Fat Cave is and what the secret handshake is to get in. And I told him what I thought the problem was. And y'all, he got here about 11:45. And by 12 o'clock, he was done, y'all. He was done, and I was $183.64 lighter in my wallet. But y'all, I almost feel like it was worth it to have it done that quickly and that painlessly. And so I really, after all that was over, I had been, I'd gotten up on a Tuesday morning and had my coffee and had my shisha meat rice, and I felt But I kept hitting the vitamin C and the echinacea and would rest. And by the time that the repairman came, I was, and it was so painless, even with the $183 bill. And y'all, he knew what was wrong just by me telling that I had heard this snap while it was, and that it wasn't turning. And y'all, he brought the exact parts he needed up to the fat case so he didn't have to go back down to the truck or anything like that. He even cut my hose. Oh, Big Freddy, did it bleed? No, the dryer hose. And he says, it really shouldn't be, you know, a big long one because it'll crimp and that can cause you a lot of problems. And y'all, nobody likes a crimped hose. No! And after that was all done and everything, I started drying all the clothes that I'd washed the night before. You know, sometimes you know, after they've been sitting there, they don't really begin to sour, but they, you know, they become permanently wrinkled. And so I had to run them back through the rinse cycle again. So I've still got clothes drying as I'm doing this. But I thought, well, Big Freddy, well, you probably need some of the good orange juice. And y'all, have I ever told you about the good orange juice? When the Nip lived with me, he would always buy the cheapest orange juice, he could find at the stove. And you know, I said, why? And you know, and I would buy the good orange juice, and he would have some of my good orange. He goes, God, this is so much better than this cheap stuff I buy. I said, well, why don't you buy the good orange juice? That's why you work, so you can buy the good orange juice. And y'all, this has become a mantra. Is that the right word? A mantra? A mantra? For the Nip, because you know, y'all, he works so he can buy the good orange juice. And y'all, the good orange juice eventually started giving Big Fatty the GERD, and just because you know it's pasteurized. And y'all, when all that means is it's cooked, and it's vile, and it's nothing but acid. Here, let me have a glass. Oh, one moment, please. I'm having a glass of acid. But y'all, The Whole Foods, and that is spelled with a W, the Whole Foods sells the fresh orange juice, and it is fresh squeezed and put into the buckets, and then you can buy your half-gallon bucket of orange juice, of the good orange juice, and y'all, it's $4.99 for a half-gallon, which is incredibly expensive. They're just terribly expensive, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I reminded myself today, Big Freddy, this is why you work, so you can have the good orange juice. And y'all, I've had the orange juice. I've had about half of the half gallon, which is a quote. I've had about half of that this afternoon, and it is amazing how much better I feel drinking this orange juice. And y'all, they have the good baked potato soup, and I bought me the turkey and cheddar quiche while I was out also, but I came right home and I said, Big Fatty, you need to take the sheets off this bed because you have sweated all over them while you've been sick and everything, and put on some clean sheets, and then you hop in the shower and you get you a shower before you do your little podcast, and that'll make you feel better also. And y'all, that's what I've done. And I've got to tell you, and maybe I'm jumping the gun here. Maybe I'm jumping the gun, but I feel much better, and I'm going to continue having my orange juice all night long while I'm going to be watching The Lost. And y'all, I've got a theory. I have a theory on The Lost, and if those of you that don't watch The Lost, you probably just don't give a shit what I'm about to say, but y'all, I think that Lost is a story, and what it is that Locke is an author, not like Arthur down there in the New Zealands, but a writer, and he is writing the story called Lost, and he's running into all these different people in his regular life, and he incorporates them as characters into his story. And that's why it keeps jumping back and forth and sideways and all this other way, because he's writing down parts of the story as it relates to things that are happening in his life. And he is the main character, and there's lots of references in there to other books and things like that. And so that's my theory on The Lost, but I'm probably wrong. Y'all, I've just received what do you call it? An e-letter from that Kimber Beaver. And she says, poor darling, I hope you are feeling a little better now. And I see, y'all, right there, that makes Big Fatty feel better already. Ginger tea with lemon, a sock around the neck, and no gentleman call us for 2 days, and you will be fine in no time, honey. I'm sending good thoughts and vibes to South Kakalaki with all my love, XOKB. And y'all, I don't know if I've revealed this or not, but Kim Beaver told me, and this was in confidence, so I normally would not repeat things that were told to me in confidence, but given the subject, I don't think it'll be a problem. But Kim Beaver has told me in confidence that Michael from Stuttgart has officially unsubscribed. So anyway, Kim, thank you so much, and I am feeling better, and I hope you can hear it in my voice. Y'all, I had so many nice little comments on the Tuesday show from different folks. Even the that old thing out there near the surface of the sun had something halfway nice to say. And y'all, I got good news today. You know, Eric over there in the Little Rock, and this is not the Eric with all the tattoos, although he knows that Eric. And Eric, you've not gotten back to me to say if you've had a chance to talk to Tattooed Eric. But anyway, Eric sent me that gift certificate for Crema, and Big Fally. Oh, poor Big Fally. Big Fatty, he ordered him a new bar vest to wear to the Patrick's Pro. And y'all, it is made to order. And I received a word today that the bar vest has shipped. Yes. So hopefully it will be arriving sometime this week, and that'll make Big Fatty feel good also. Now, y'all, there was something just was amok in the podcasting world, because, you know, we announced that Jeremiah was starting his podcast, and y'all, evidently this has lit a fire. It has lit a bonfire, if you will, because y'all, at the beginning of today's show, those were three familiar voices that some of you may be familiar with. That was QCast Michael and the Super B and that English John. And y'all, believe it or not, the QCast connection has, oh dear Gussie, the QCast connection has begun podcasting again. Y'all, that Kimber Beaver, and y'all, I give her all the credit. She lit a candle. She lit a candle in the window at the lodge in hopes that one day the QCast connection would come back, and y'all, it has worked. Plus, Jeremiah is going to start podcasting, so y'all, and Big Fatty is feeling better, so y'all, things have got to start looking up for everything right now. And so y'all, I am going to have my good orange juice and thank Kim Beaver for lighting that candle. And y'all, she's already blown it out. And I want to remind everyone that British John loves...
Think of how many anal encounters there have been at that place.
Notice he's the straight one in that group of three.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.